Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And we are cooking up a storm here in my kitchen at Quail Park here in beautiful Visalia, California. And a special thanks to Del Fresh Mushrooms for the amazing mushrooms we're working with this week. Now, one of the recipes we did on stage was my mushroom gnocchi. Now, anybody that knows what gnocchi is, you know it's these perfect little pillows of potato-y goodness. It's a pasta dumpling. It's out of this world, and I have a very, very easy way to make it. Let's get started. What we're going to need first is a food processor. And yes, I know there's traditional ways of making pasta, and there's probably a lot of Italian people shaking their head right now, but let me tell you something. This recipe works. It was the best thing we made over here at this wonderful show, and I think you're absolutely going to love it. So have an open mind, have an open heart, and trust the Untamed Chef. I know what I'm doing. What we're going to need first, like I said, is our food processor. We're going to drop in there two cups of cremini mushrooms. We're going to blend those until they're nice and just fully diced all together. Now, we don't want to overcook them because we overblend them. Because just like overcooking, if we overblend them, a lot of the moisture is going to come out of those mushrooms, and that is the base of our flavor. So what we're going to do is once those mushrooms are nice and just diced up really well in our food processor, we're going to drop in there one egg, one cup of flour, one cup of ricotta cheese, and one cup of roasted red potatoes, 2 tablespoons of olive oil. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to add in 2 teaspoons of kosher salt. I'm going to put this on high, let this all blend together, and you will see the magic of what happens with fresh-made pasta. It'll all come together really, really quick. Once it comes together, what we're going to do is take it out, put it on a floured surface, and we're going to knead, K-N-E-A-D, the pasta. Once we start to knead it for about 5 minutes, I'm going to go ahead and start to roll it right across my board. Almost like if you're making fresh bread. If you've ever made fresh bread, you know what it's like to kind of take your bread and to roll it till it looks almost like a long kind of a snake. And once it's long like that, I'm going to go ahead and using a nice floured knife or bench knife, I'm going to just start going right against it. Bam, 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 cutting nice little half-inch little pillows. And what's amazing about this, once we cut them in half, we'll cut those halves in half. You put them into some nice hot water with a little bit of salt. I'd say about maybe 3 cups of water with a tablespoon of salt. Bring it to high. Drop the gnocchi pillows in there. They cook almost instantly and absolutely enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.